Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host, horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. You can find out all about me on my website, www.she-consulting.com. The SHE stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. I'm very big on making sure that you plant with best management practices, correct plants, correct place, all the things that will make your landscape thrive and survive. And so that it's easy to do once you know the basics. And Angie, she had a second question, and I wanted to answer that for her. So that she asked, should she use liquid fertilizer or slow-release fertilizer? And I don't know if she meant to say slow-release, but those are the two choices of fertilizers that people have the option of. And slow-release fertilizers I use for everything that grows in the ground that is going to last for either 1 to 2 years, 3 years, up through, you know, trees, which will last, you know, hundreds of years. If you are having something that's only going to last a season, like your annuals and your vegetables, annuals like pansies or marigolds, then you can use a liquid fertilizer. But be very careful, because you can damage your plants with using the liquid fertilizer.
Oh, good point.
With slow release, you don't tend to burn as much.
Good.
So it's a very important part. So Angie, so I hope that you are listening, and I would use, you know, liquid fertilizer on your annuals and vegetables, and then use slow release fertilizer on your shrubs and trees and plants, your perennials. All right. So we are going into the dirty word of the day, and I like doing the dirty word of the day because it helps you learn the definitions that we use in the industry, and it helps give you an understanding of what you need to do with them. So we'll listen to John Denver, and we'll be right back.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is bare root. What are bare root plants? These are plants that are either sold or bare root. So bare root plants are plants that are sold without any soil around the roots. You can bare root plants are dug up when they're dormant, and any soil is removed by washing, and then the plants are kept cool and damp. When you order these plants, they're usually wrapped in plastic and may have a material like sawdust or sphagnum moss around them, and that's to keep them damp. Okay, by removing the soil, the plants are lighter weight, making it possible to ship them to locations around the world where they'll be planted. The cost savings can be shared by both the grower and the gardener who has ordered the plant, so they're not as expensive as buying a container plant in the mail. So the most common plants that are sold bare root are fruit trees, strawberries and raspberries, asparagus, ornamental trees and shrubs, bare root roses, and some perennials. Now, I just bought bare root red hot pokers.
Whoa.
Yeah, red hot pokers.
Those are gorgeous.
Aren't they? They're so cool. And, you know, they don't look like anything when you get them. They're all these roots and a little bit of leaves. And the leaves were a little bit yellow, but I'm putting them in the ground and they're already starting to flush out. So I love them. So the biggest danger to the survival of your bare root plants is letting the roots dry out. If you must hold your plant for a few days before you can plant them, you need to make sure that the moss or the material around your roots are damp. If it feels barely damp, go ahead and add a little water and wrap it up again. Do not soak your plants at this time. So you keep your plants in a cool, dark place until you're ready to plant. When you're ready to plant, remove the plants from the plastic or packaging and remove the packing material around it, either the moss or sphagnum moss. You want to examine the roots and plant for any damage and then remove them, trim them if necessary. There should be no signs of rot, but do not trim your roots to fit the hole. The hole should be large enough to fit the roots. Place your root portion of your plant in tepid water, warm water, 1 to 2 hours of soaking for woody plants and 15 to 20 minutes for your perennials and strawberries or asparagus. And a good soaking will get your plant off to a good start. I appreciate those bare root instructions from proven winners. And so if you'd like to know more about them, we're going to be talking about bare roots with our guest coming up shortly. So if you want to read more of the Dirty Word of the Day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, my design tips, articles, and more, you can just go to betterlawns.com. And so that, you know, you can find all of them there. So I have a few text messages just real quick before we go to the break. And so, hi, Teresa. I just bought a raised planting table bed. Congratulations. Those are wonderful. And which plants would work well with herbs? What I would suggest to you is to buy plants that flower. So you can do annuals or perennials, but my suggestions are African blue basil is amazing and it brings a lot of bees to your garden, so it's a wonderful plant. Then also bee balm or calabacoas, you know, nice flowering plants that you can find. You can use annuals like marigolds if you'd like, or pansies. And then also to any plants that are edible, any flowers that are edible, you can plant in your raised planting garden bed. So I really love that. You want to stay tuned? Lance Walheim, Roses for Dummies, the garden author. He's going to join us to talk about growing roses and his favorite ones. I want to find out from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host, landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love growing plants. And with me is one of my favorite gardening experts, Lance Walheim. He has lots of great books that should be on your gardening bookshelf. Today is Old Home Week. And, I love all these books that Lance writes. He is an expert on growing citrus, growing fruit trees, gardening, roses, lawns, landscaping. He knows it all. So I am so pleased to have him. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm great, Teresa, especially after that introduction. Jean, it's Christmas.
Did that wake you up?
Yeah, I had to turn around and see who she was talking about.
Well, I love having you on, and I really do have all of your books on my shelf. And so I do appreciate them. But you got to catch me up. How is Mr. Wes William doing?
He's doing great. He—that's what you should ask. He did his first turnover by himself. He's almost 4 months now, and he's been trying for about 2 weeks to just slip over. So that was a big moment.
Well, congratulations.
That's how things are going.
That's wonderful. You know, it's only going to get better from here. And then when they start walking, oh my goodness, watch out! So
yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I am so sure. So what have you been doing the last few months?
Well, you know, we're in full bloom here on the citrus ranch. We had temperatures up to 97 yesterday. It's going to cool off a little bit now, but yeah, early warmth, which is not what we really needed. But from a personal standpoint, I just got back from a trip from Guatemala, which was wonderful until we were in the city of Antigua, which is a UNESCO site.
Mm-hmm.
Great cobblestone streets and high sidewalks. Unfortunately, I took a little fall and, tore my Achilles tendon. So
oh,
I hobbled
no.
up a little bit. Yeah, it was not fun. But anyway, I'm feeling better now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's terrible. Those cobblestone streets will do it every time, won't they? And
yeah.
So did you see beautiful flowers in Guatemala?
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing stuff. Of course, I don't even recognize. So I had to do a lot of searching on the web. But yeah, fantastic palms. The plant life we were out by Lake Atitlan and in a resort that just was beautifully landscaped. So yeah, it was fun.
Oh, wow. I haven't gotten to Guatemala yet, but that's one of the cities I want to go to. So I appreciate that. You let me know.
It's worth it.
Oh, I'm telling you. So it kind of seems like we've gone from winter to summer really fast. And even though we've got cool temperatures this weekend here, we're going to be up in the 90s next week. So springtime, where does it go?
Yeah, I don't know. It came and went pretty darn fast. It's going to be interesting to see how long our bloom lasts. But you better be on top of things or they'll get away from you in a hurry.
They certainly will. So now, roses, this is the time of the year. I had a client a couple of months ago. He said, Teresa, I've ordered bare root roses and, I'm going to put them in containers. And so I helped him. But I tell you, this week, they have all flushed out beautifully. And the rose, it's got buds on it and new foliage growing on it. So how many different varieties of roses are there?
Oh, there are probably literally tens of thousands. And it's, you know, unfortunately, we a lot of times we don't get the wide selection we really like to have in some nurseries. And bare root roses do give you an option to get some of the harder to find varieties. But it's getting a little late for bare root, obviously.
Yeah, because will they start to sprout in the boxes?
They will, and once they do that, you know, they're basically using up their energy. I mean, there's kind of hybrid bare root roses now that you'll see around that are actually have some better soil medium around the roots, which will give them a little time to sprout. But basically, when you see those sales and you're seeing bare root roses that are all sprouted, it's better to just walk away. They tend to not respond very well, and it's better to go to a nursery and get some potted plants this time of the year because they don't have any nutrients. The fillings around the roots dry out, so you can have all sorts of problems.
I can understand that. So there's so many varieties of roses now. There's the heirlooms, the hybrids, shrub roses like knockouts. David Austin roses, and then also drift roses. So are roses getting more popular now, and are they getting easier to grow?
Yeah, I think they are. And the reason they're getting easier to grow is because that's what gardeners wanted. We don't want to spray as much and prune as much, and we want more bloom. And that's what the rose nurseries have supplied. We've got, naturally, everybody knows about the knockout roses, the drift roses that you met, but there's a lot of research going on in these roses and what really are the best ones, the earth kind roses. So if you're looking for roses, do a little homework online. You'll find a lot of great local information that'll tell you what roses are best for you to grow.
I agree. So how can they be used in the landscape?
Well, I mean, there's a number of ways. As these plants have gotten easier to use, easier to grow, and provide more flowers, they're fitting into more traditional landscape roles. You see the drift roses as ground covers. I like to use the floribundins and the shrubs in perennial borders.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they bloom for such a long period. They just, you know, help you carry through downtimes. And if you choose your color correctly, which is very important, and use roses like the clear whites and things, they make everything look better. But yeah, they are getting easier to grow, and they use more in traditional landscape situations.
So how would you recommend someone plant a rose? Is there any special treatment they need?
Well, you know, the first key thing is it's the basics, really. You know, they need 6 to 8 hours of full sun, so that's important. I think especially in Florida soils where you can get a lot of sandy soils, it is a really good idea to work a lot of organic matter into the soil when you're planting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, don't forget to water properly and fertilize and, you know, be ready for the bugs and the diseases that are going to come along if they do.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about when you're talking about roses. You're talking about pest issues. And so are some of the newer varieties less susceptible to pests?
Yeah, that's certainly the case, especially when it comes to diseases like black spot, powdery mildew, and things like that. But, you know, if the conditions are right, even the most resistant variety is not going to be immune. So you do have to keep your eyes on things and try to keep in front of the disease in particular. But we've got a lot of new options that are easier to control the pests. So there are a lot of good things you can do and not have all the problems.
I always find that spacing them far apart or, you know, just down the border so that they're 3 to 4 feet apart gives them they don't get the disease issues as frequently.
That's right. And also avoid overhead watering, because if you're going to be overhead watering, you're spreading black spot at the same time and other leaf spot diseases. So, yeah, that's great advice.
So what about systemics?
They're certainly making things simplified. You can apply them. You don't have to spray. You can apply them to the soil and water them in, like the BioAdvance project products are one example. And you can control diseases, insects, and you can fertilize at the same time.
I find that it works really well to use them. So, but now insects, we don't get all the insects that they get up north with roses, like the Japanese beetles and things. What would you suggest we look for down here for if we think we have a pest problem? What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, you know, if you're one pest that has become a problem with the knockouts because you see so many of them is the chili thrips.
Yes.
And the systemics do work really well with those. So, I mean, if you're starting to see a lot of contorted distorted growth in your roses, that could be the chili thrip. So that's certainly one that you can get. And of course, there's things like the aphids and various beetles and things that you can get.
So what about rose rosette disease? Do you have any updates on that?
I don't. It's not great, I can tell you that. If you think you've got rose rosette disease, which, you know, is also where you get those really tight leaves, small leaf, red shoots coming out of the top, it's spread by a mite that is not very easy to control, can't be controlled really with standard miticides. So the best advice, if you find that in your garden, is to dig the plant up and destroy it, unfortunately.
So when you suggesting to buy roses, what should you be looking for in a potted plant for roses when you're looking?
Well, the best, you know, you obviously would like to have some nice big buds, the things that you said earlier about your friend's container plant, you know, dark foliage, clean, healthy, tender growth, vigorous, shouldn't look like it has any dead branches or leaves or anything like that. Maybe it's dried out, something like that. So just, you know, good, healthy plants.
Well, you know, also, too, changes in practices. It used to be that they said that you had to cut back to prune it at the five-leaf stem. Is that still true? How should you prune roses?
Well, you know, with a lot of the new landscape roses and things, you can be a little bit more brutal. I know with the knockouts and some of these great shrub roses, you can really get out there with the head shears and whack them back because you might be using quite a bit of them. A lot of the rules for that old pruning, when it comes to hybrid teas, the reason they say cut that far back or to the first leaf is because the farther you cut back, the stronger stem you're going to have. I actually go farther back than the five leaf. If you cut down low, if you're looking for long stems, cut flowers for your vases and stuff, if you cut back farther, you're going to have a stronger stem. If you don't cut far back, then you're going to have a weak stem and the flower is going to probably kind of lean over.
That's good to know. And so many people are afraid to cut their roses. So don't be afraid. The more you cut, the more blooms you have, right?
Yeah, especially with the landscape roses. That's been proven, you know, going in there and cutting them back, you know, several times during the summer to kind of give them a boost, also fertilize them at the same time, and you're going to get more blooms. Fertilizing and proper pruning and deadheading are very important to keep those plants blooming.
Okay, so now your book, Roses for Dummies, is a must for my bookshelf. Again, I love my gardening books. What will people find in it for them?
Well, it covers everything from A to Z, and you know, we had a lot of fun doing it. This is the thing that I liked about the Dummies book is we could make a little bit of fun about us and ourselves as gardeners, and especially with roses, because people get a little bit nutty about roses. So we have a little fun with that, but all the basics are covered.
That's wonderful, Lance. Thank you so much for joining us today. I certainly appreciate it. We'll have you back on soon.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right, bye-bye. I think there's a rose selection that will work in every landscape, so try and have roses in your garden this year, and they're just getting easier to have right now. We're going to take a break right now, and it's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question. You can just dial 1-888-455-LAWNS. That's 888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We have some great text messages coming up and on somebody moved and they hurt their plants. We're going to talk about that. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a gardening question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens and that they can call anytime, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You can also find out more about my Brandywine Garden Tour. I love to wander through gardens, and if you'd love to wander with me, you can come on our tour, and it is June 13th through the 17th. And we also get to have, if you want, and add an extra special day to go to the Philadelphia Flower Show. It's the largest and oldest flower show in the United States, and I can't wait to go. It's on my bouquet list. Well, my bucket list.
There you go.
But you got to pronounce it bouquet. There you go. So let's go to the phone calls, and let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. Are you ever going to come to Lakeland?
I can. I am going to be going, and I'm going to be going to Peterson's Nursery, so I can do that. Yes.
When are you going?
I don't know. It depends on my schedule. On my schedule, I really am slammed. And so, you know, whenever I can get an opportunity.
They're going to be moving.
Who's going to be moving?
Peterson's Nursery.
They are.
Yes, to a bigger location.
That's great.
I heard that on the radio.
Oh, excellent. Well, I will call them. And I'd like to go see the new one.
And I would love for you to go. Because I have never been there. So.
Well, we can go. I'll let you know when I'm going, and we can meet there, and we can walk up and down the aisles and just gawk and look at the plants, get excited about the plants.
Well, I want my red maple also.
Well, they'll be able to bring that in for you, so I'm sure of that.
Yes. Okay. I have a problem with my ficus tree.
Okay.
It has been in the same pot since the turn of the century. yeah, you can laugh about that. And part of it has, I don't know if it got hit by the freeze. It has been covered, but part of it's dying.
Okay. So is it outside?
Yes, it's okay. On my porch.
Okay, so how big of a pot is it?
Probably not big of a pot. It probably needs to be repotted.
Oh, I'm sure of that, but how big of a pot is it? So,
I can't tell
you. Oh, no, that's okay. So tell me how tall it is.
Probably 4 feet, five feet.
Okay, so that's really good. Okay, so what you want to do is, Well, just for general knowledge, when plants are in pots and they're root-bound and there's not a lot of soil there, they're going to be more susceptible to freezes.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that right now would be a good time to go ahead and either repot it in a larger pot, or which is what I suggest, because I like to see ficus trees around 6 to 8 feet tall. And if your patio is about that height that it can do that, that would be my recommendation, is just move it up one pot size. But you want to take it out of the pot, cut a third of the roots off, and then put more soil back in the pot that it was in if you want to keep it at the 4 foot height.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But if you want to move it up, then cut a third of the roots off, put it into the new pot, and you're ready to go from there.
Okay. Bob will not have any part of that. I will have to get my son over here to do that. And I'm serious. He will have no part of that. And also, I wanted to tell you, we have bluebirds.
Oh, wonderful. That is so great to hear.
Yep. We have bluebirds in our birdhouse.
Oh, I am so happy for you. That's wonderful. Well, thank you for letting me know, Eileen.
Yes. And as far as the roses go, we get them. My grandma used to give them coffee grounds.
Okay.
Because of the acid.
Okay, well, that's not. It just adds more nutrition and organic amendment to the soil, yes.
And I give them Epsom salts.
Okay.
Is that good?
What? No, that's not good. Okay, because you're not giving the plant everything it needs. So if you use a regular rose fertilizer or a blooming fertilizer, it's going to give the plant all the nutrition that it needs. Okay, so Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate, and that's magnesium and sulfur, which is what the plant needs, but you're not giving it the other micronutrients and the other ingredients it needs. So using a regular fertilizer for your plants is best. It's kind of like a vitamin. You wouldn't want to take just a magnesium sulfate vitamin because you need everything. You need the boron, you need the zinc, you need the, you know, all the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And so using a regular fertilizer is what's recommended. Okay?
Okay. So what type of fertilizer do I need?
For roses? Just a blooming fertilizer is fine.
Blooming. Okay.
Okay, one with a higher middle number is fine. But also, too, roses bloom on new growth. So even just using a 666, 888, and a 10-10-10 would be fine because you need those the leaves to grow for new growth and for new blooms. Okay?
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Eileen. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Well, good morning, Teresa. I need some help with my purple yam. How's the best to propagate that? Because I'm used to growing sweet potatoes and stuff like that. Then they form the stem and the on the top and the roots on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But this sweet potato forms both on the top.
Okay, so
spreads out.
Okay, so what you can do is you can cut it into pieces. Okay, and so you can either buy the yams and seed pieces, or you can propagate them yourself. Mm-hmm. And you just plant them, make them about 4 to 5 inches, you know, wide. And they're really easy to propagate.
Oh, you make big pieces.
Yeah, big pieces. Put them
it
in the ground. And
if you have skin on them or not. Huh?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. That'll be easy then.
Yeah, just propagate them just like you would the sweet potatoes.
Pardon?
Just like you would the sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Well, you're welcome, Jerry. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's real quick go to Denise in Orlando. Good morning, Denise. How can I help you? Good morning, Denise. Okay, well, hello, Denise. Real quick, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was told you guys were going to a commercial.
Oh.
I live in a small apartment community,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not getting very much response from them in regards to the fire ants throughout the community, and there's kids that play around here.
Uh-huh.
It's small enough to where I could do it myself if I wanted to.
Okay.
I did some research online. I found a product. I'm not going to say the product name, but it starts with T, and then second word is C. It's very expensive, I noticed.
Expensive. Let me just real quick, let me go through. We got to go to a break. Use fire ant bait. Use bait. Follow the label instructions. That's the best way to get rid of them. We're in the final half segment of Better Lawns and Gardens. You're listening to Florida's Talk Entertainment. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'll be right back.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that take the ache out of acreage, massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
I chuckled as I read the words on a church sign. Well, you've been asking me for a sign. Sign God. Have you ever said, if God would just show me a sign, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe in him? Well, it doesn't work that way. How did Pharaoh and the Egyptians respond to all those plagues? Their hearts just got harder. And the miracles of Jesus. People witnessed a man raised from the dead, and many who saw it wanted to kill Jesus. Sadly, throughout history, we find that most people's hearts don't change even after they see a miracle. Are you waiting for some sign or miracle to give you the proof that believe in God? Evidence for God's existence is everywhere. The revelation of God is found in Scripture, and most of all, in Jesus. You have to decide if you'll be open-minded enough to open your heart to Him and believe. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
More than 56,000 distracted driving crashes happened last year in Florida. And sadly, more than 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving puts everyone on the road in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have a few more minutes to take your gardening questions and text messages. Please give me your name and city so that I know what zone you live in. That helps me better be more precise when I'm talking to you and answering your questions. That would be great. Okay, so text messages real quick. Let's go. When I moved a few weeks ago, my plants got pretty beat up. She had tiny spider plants and jade. How do I repair them? Okay, so I would look for any damaged branches, anything turning brown, cut it off. Okay, cut everything off diagonally, all right, so that you not straight across. And then look for any of the leaves on your jade plant that are falling off or have a little bit of damage. What I would do with those is take them off and start new jade plants with them. You can just stick them in the soil and jade plants will start to grow. Roots, and so that will be good. So I would just baby them real carefully, make sure they're getting water, but not too much, and then go ahead and give them some fertilizer. Okay, you can just do a slow-release fertilizer, that should be it, and it should recover. This is springtime. We're going into summer. They should all do very well. So I don't think you have a lot to worry about. Plants are kind of forgiving in that way, especially spider plants and jade plants. They're really, they will recover quickly. Okay, great question. So then this is another marital counseling segment. Hello, Teresa. My wife fertilized the lawn a few weeks back, and afterwards, a few days later, we had a heavy rain. Now the lawn is dark green in spots and lighter green, and others could just be because of the heavy rain diluting the fertilizer in certain areas. Okay, so this is a really good question for a topic. Never fertilize before a rainstorm. So when you're, like, let's say on Sunday, look at the whole week of weather that you're going to get. And if you're going to get rain, especially a heavy amount, you never fertilize because you're going to wash away or dilute the fertilizer. Okay, so that's, something. So now, are you asking me, because you didn't ask really a question, you just made a comment. So are you asking me, should you fertilize again? Well, I would ask how you fertilize. Did you put it down with a spreader? If you put it down with a spreader, you want to start at one end of your lawn and go all the way to the other end, but do it diagonally. And then the next round, put it down again and put it down coming from the opposite direction diagonally. And then that way you're going to get full coverage. Just walking up and down your lawn may not give you the complete coverage you need. So you want to make sure, one, that your spreader is set to the right release rate. Okay. And if you do not know that, let's say your spreader is so old that you can't tell what the rate should be or what, you know, where to put the little, the lever to, call the company. Call the company. They all have 800 numbers on the back of their fertilizer bags. Call the company and ask them what setting you should use. Okay. That's what they're there for, to answer your questions. So they will know the spreader and they will know what setting to use for your fertilizer. But then you want to make sure that you have good coverage, even distribution. That's very important. Okay. Do I suggest that you fertilize it one more time? I would say no, if it was a slow release fertilizer. If it was a quick release fertilizer, then you could put down a slow release again one more time, but make sure it's slow release. And then you don't fertilize again until September, October. In Florida, we only need to fertilize twice a year, once in the springtime and once in the fall. We don't need to fertilize during the summertime. All right, great question. So then, good morning, Teresa. I have a large 12-foot podocarpus tree in Orlando. Thank you for giving me the location. It has a trunk with another trunk branching from it. Can that one trunk be air layered to propagate a new specimen? And thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate your text. You know, you can do small, but it's got to be softwood. So if it's already started another trunk, I wouldn't. Okay, so, and I wouldn't really have two trunks on my podocarpus. So if it's just a tree, 12-foot tree, and not a hedge, it's going to be okay, but I wouldn't air layer it. I would just go ahead, and if you want to cut it off, cut it off. It's not necessary, though, if it's a tree. If it's a hedge, I would cut it off. And only you can only air layer a soft wooded piece of it, okay? Not a one that's solid hard, okay, that's established. All right, great question. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. It was a little cool this morning. How was it for you?
It was a little nippy, yeah.
It was wonderful, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind it. But my question is, I've got a papaya tree, and it's like in a, you know, 6-8 foot area, and it's probably 3 to 4 feet from my garage. Would that be a problem?
They don't get really big, huge trunks. Okay, so 3 to 4 foot from your garage. Is it outside of your eave, your gutters and things?
Yeah, it's probably a couple feet outside the eave. Correct?
Okay, I think it'll be fine. Okay, so you'll probably get some good growth with it over the summertime, but the winter will probably knock it back. So if it's small enough, how thick is, or how wide is your base?
The base is probably close to 6 inches.
Okay. If you can still move it, I would recommend that. But if not, then just go ahead and just, you can either keep it lowered, but when it gets fruit on it, you can't cut it back anymore. But, you know, or just move it right now. I mean, I would have to look at it and just see.
Yeah, the roots are pretty big. I think just keep it cut back.
Yeah, just keep it cut back and just, you know, when you get the fruit on it, keep cutting above it if it keeps growing.
Okay.
Okay.
My other question is, my birds of paradise are really getting taken up the whole bare backyard.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get rid of some of the birds of paradise?
You got to dig them out. Dig them out, because if you use a systemic or, you know, an herbicide on it, you're going to affect the other ones too.
So like slowly start cutting them down and digging them out. Huh?
Yep, that's what I would do.
Is there any thing I could put down once I cut them down for the roots, or just got to dig them out?
No, I would just dig them out as much as possible. Go down about 2 feet and dig them out and go sideways with your digging, you know. So select the ones you want to keep and then pull everything out that's on the outside.
Yeah, well, I better get my sons out here.
There you go. Sons are wonderful for that, so that's a good idea.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Roy. I appreciate it. All right, let's see. We're all good. If you'd like a question, we have a few more minutes. What should you be planting this time of the year? And vegetables. This is the time to go ahead and start your summer vegetables, okay? Calabaza and cantaloupe, cassavas, chayotes, cherry tomatoes. Now, cherry tomatoes will produce tomatoes all summer long. So if you love tomatoes, that's a great way to do them. Now, once your regular tomatoes, okay, that get the larger size, once it gets temperatures over 85 degrees, they're not going to produce fruit anymore. Okay, so if you want to have tomatoes over the summertime, get some cherry tomatoes, and they will do the job for you. Cucumbers, dasheen, eggplant, Jerusalem artichokes, yakamas, lima beans, Malabar spinach, malangas. You see, all these tropical vegetables can handle the heat. New Zealand spinach, Japanese spinach you can use too as well. Okra, peppers, roselle, Seminole pumpkins. Leah Brooks is our Tower Gardens lady, and she has wonderful recipes for Seminole pumpkins that I'm going to try this year. Snap beans, squash, southern peas, sweet potatoes, tamarillos, yam, and yard-long beans are some of the vegetables that you can plant. Also, too, for flowers, you can plant African daisies, ageratums, asters, bacopa, begonias, black-eyed Susans, blue days, and blue days takes the heat really well. Blue days takes the heat really well, and they look good all summer long. Broalias, bush daisies, cat whiskers. Oh, cat whiskers are some of my favorite plants. They just float.
They are gorgeous.
They float in the wind, and don't they really look like cat whiskers?
They really do.
Oh, not that you have purple cats, but you have, you know, white.
I might have a purple cat. You don't even know.
But white cat whiskers look wonderful. Celosias, cleomys, coleuses, coreopsis, cosmos, chrysandras do really well. Gazanias, gaillardias, gerberas, goldenrod, and then also, of course, lantana, licorice plants, which you can use in your container gardens as spillers. Lysianthus, marigolds, melampodium, Mexican sunflowers. Butterflies love Mexican sunflowers. Million bells, moonflowers. Oh. Moonflowers smell so good.
Yes, they do.
They're amazing. Have you ever watched one open up?
No, but I'm going to have to go find it on YouTube. I'm sure I can find that.
You could. It just, the flower just actually shakes. Then we have Pentas, Periwinkles, Terenias, and Zinnias. I want to thank Tom McCubbin and Lance Walheim for being a part of the program today. I love their advice. Talk to them about gardening. I could talk to them all day long. Lizzie, thank you. Great job. Shamar, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you to all of our callers and listeners. We do appreciate it. Thank you also to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. Check out summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.